Shared education is a key feature of our education system's future, so says the education minister himself, John O'Dowd. He was speaking after introducing his department's shared education bill into the Assembly. Shared education involves partnerships between schools from different sectors and traditions, but critics say it's being promoted at the expense of integrated schooling where pupils are taught together in the same schools. And the minister joins us now. A very good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Connor.
Good to talk to you. Shared education, this is the new ministerial buzzword on the block. First and foremost, many people won't be quite sure of what the concept means exactly in the real world. At the chalk face, if I can use that expression, tell us about it.
Well, shared education is far from being a new concept, and indeed, while I would like to claim full responsibility for it, many of our schools have been involved in shared education projects for many, many years through different gauges and through different policy terminology. But our latest initiative around shared education is about young people from different backgrounds, different traditions, different community backgrounds, learning together about each other from each other. And it will be children going to their usual school, whether that be in the control sector, the maintain sector, and they will be sharing education programs together in development between two or more schools through not only in terms of learning about their community background, about their cultural background, but also learning the lessons together, learning education together and learning from each other about mainstream education, but also learning about each other from each other.
OK, well, it sounds good on paper, but isn't part of the problem, Minister, that the term is rather vague, elastic, or whatever you want to call it? I mean, it can mean anything from a shared nature walk, for instance, to different schools sharing the same school building. It seems to encompass a whole variety of contacts, some fairly trivial, some more important.
Well, we've published a shared education policy in September. And indeed, the Education Committee has also done quite a significant piece of work into shared education and where shared education is and where it can be in the future. So it's not as simplistic as perhaps you have portrayed, but perhaps it should be elastic as well, because we want it to evolve, we want it to develop, and there will be schools and communities who are more comfortable with the concept than others, and people will come in at different rungs of the ladder and different levels. So we do need a certain amount of flexibility in the system, but we want it to develop. We don't want it simply to be where children travel in two separate buses into the one room, sat at different sides of the room, and they are giving a presentation on how to be nice to each other.
Well,
that's not what it's about.
The
it's
concept
about learning about each other from each other.
Mutual understanding link-ups between schools has been part of the format for many of the year. I mean, is what you're suggesting any different, really, to what's been happening in terms of contacts between schools for decades?
Yes, and it's the next step from that, because I don't want to say, and I've made this very clear from the start, this is not about children travelling on different buses to the same venue to sit in separate sides of the classroom and get a presentation. This is about young people learning from each other. It's about going through the curriculum together, yes, but it's about young people learning about each other, whether they be from the Loyal Order's background, where they can go into a classroom and confidently and respectfully outline their position on the Orange Orders or the Marching Orders and their heritage around that, or somebody from a different tradition going into the classroom and
thinking about that.
It's about the young people doing that rather than the young people being taught about that.
We're trying to get beyond the old us and them approach. I mean, that would be desirable. Would schools be obliged to take part in shared education?
No. And that's
a bit of a cop-out, really, isn't it?
Well, it's not. And this is about encouragement as much as anything. And as I said at the start, many schools are way ahead of the politicians and the rest of us on this one already. They've been involved in shared education in a meaningful, substantive way for many, many years. But I think if we force schools down this road, then we will lose it. What we want to do is encourage schools to become involved in shared education. As I've said, we've set out a policy. We're now setting out legislation, the framework in which it will work in, so schools can have confidence in what scenario they are working in and what parameters they are working in. And we're encouraging schools to do that, and we're also encouraging them financially to get involved in shared education programmes as well.
OK, let's bring in Basil McRae, NI21 MLA, of course. Basil, would you go down this shared education route?
Well, I think there are two problems. First of all, shared education doesn't seem to be much more than integrated education light. A lot of the things that the Minister has been outlining are already being done by schools, and I don't think that this bill is going to add anything to it. But the second thing is, this is effectively comprehensive education through the back door. Whenever you were saying, Connor, that shared education is not very well defined, actually it is defined in the bill, and it says those who are experiencing socio-economic deprivation and those who are not. And when I listened to the Minister talk on the programme there, he was quite clear that he is not for busing people from one place to another. So what you're actually getting is a local comprehensive school that has to take people from all backgrounds, all issues. And you can argue that that's an okay thing to do. But what it is not okay to do is to do it through the back door. And that's what's happening with this bill. And that's why I am concerned.
In what way do you mean by the back door?
Well, because all of your discussion so far in this programme has been about Protestants and Catholics, the minister's talking about loyal orders and such sort of things, but actually the shared education bit that ordinary people might understand it is entirely optional. What will not be optional is whether you're going to take people from mixed abilities or mixed social backgrounds or whatever. Those are things that will be defined, and I am quite sure that that will lead to a change in educational policy that many people are unaware of, and that's my problem with it.
It's Minister, integrated education light, that's the criticism being levelled here.
There's going to be or need to be many, many changes to our education system. But in terms of where shared education is coming from, it's not a conspiracy theory as being set out by Basel, but this is a clever plan by the Minister to bring in all ability education. I only wish it was. And I can assure you, if I had the ability to do that, I wouldn't be sneaking it in through the back door. I'd be bringing it in through the front door and be shouting quite proudly that I'm doing it. This is a different matter. This is about breaking down barriers across religious community divides, across socioeconomic divides, and ensuring that our community is more cohesive, because there are many breakages within our community. Some of those are based on religious background, some of them are based on political background, and some of them are based on socioeconomic background. And throughout the debate on shared education, the more formal debate around shared education from the Ministerial Advisory Group, which reported several years ago to my own policy consultation on this, to the Education Committee's consultation on this, they've all shown that if we're going to carry out a programme around shared education, yes, it has to be cross-community religious political divide, but also socio-economic divide. And that is important too, because there is rifts between different sections of our society based on different pointers.
OK, I got a text in here. As a teacher in the integrated system, I see shared education as a woolly, diluted, money-saving exercise, not true integration at all. Minister, would you like to reply to that?
There are concerns, and these concerns have been voiced from the integrated sector, that we're attempting to dilute integrated education or move away from integrated education. And I always respond by saying it's not one or the other. There are communities and schools who are comfortable involving themselves in shared education and want to retain their own identity, who want to retain their identity in the control sector or their identity. We should support that.
You see, I mean, some people think it's a bit of a nonsense, Basil, to go down the integrated education route, because this means an integrated school in a town which might well have a state school and a Catholic school and maybe even an Irish language school as well. I mean, this is profligate use of public money, which is so scarce on the ground at the moment. So isn't the minister's option, which he's putting in front of us, of shared education, something that's achievable and something that's cheap?
There is no future for Northern Ireland that does not involve the integration of our children in education. And watering it down with these proposals is not helpful. I would be more convinced by the minister's assertions if they had not destroyed the Dixon plan in his own constituency. There are systems there where people are working, where schools have got good relationships, where people are getting on and moving forward. And instead of enhancing those systems, what we're doing is changing them all and saying we're going to go and do something different. I have to tell you, I do not think it will work when you can say aspirationally, if you want to do shared education, you can, but there's no compulsion and all of that. We need to grasp the nettle. We need to explain to people that we have to get our children living, working, educated together in the right way. And the integrated education system does that. And I don't understand why it's not been adopted wholeheartedly by parties in the Assembly that claim to say they want
We've just got too many schools already with empty desks. We know that.
And that is part of the problem, that we're trying to do four or five different policy initiatives with the one tool. That's to say, whether we have an efficient school, whether we have transportation right, whether we have mixability, all of these issues are a problem. What you really want to have is schools that are actually planned properly. And I have to tell you, what I hear from many, many people is that they do want our children to grow up together. They want to find a proper way of living so that we can build a future together. And simply putting this on the long filter, on the long finger with integrated education light is not the way forward. We need a much more progressive, much more...
Okay, just a final point from the Minister. I mean, as you were saying there, unlike the secondary school situation and post 11 plus and all that, this at least would be achievable, which as a Minister must have certain attractions.
Well, it's now in the hands of the Assembly. I introduced the bill yesterday. It will go through its various stages of the Assembly, and the final decision will be made by the Assembly in around March of next year, whether it's achievable or not. It's a very short bill. There's four clauses, three clauses which enact practical measures on the other commands.
Are you confident it'll go through?
Well, I'm confident the mood of the Assembly wants to see change in terms of shared education, so I am confident we will be able to make progress and the bill will become law.
A petition of concern, could that arise, do you think?
They have a habit of popping up in all sorts of strange, unexpected places, so you would never rule those sorts of things out. But I think, in fairness, the debates thus far, both at the Education Committee and in the Assembly around shared education, have been positive. There's different points of emphasis, as there will be on any subject. But I think in terms of the general consensus around shared education, the majority of Assembly members favour the way forward. There may be differences of opinion on how it is delivered.
John O'Dowd, Basil McRae, thank you both very much.